We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem and Yaakov and Pinchas Leo. We are in Kiddush in Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis. Mishnah here is going to deal with lineage. Kol makom sheish kiddushin ve'ein avera havalad holech achar hazachar. Anytime you have a case where kiddushin are tofsin with the woman, it's a regular case where you're allowed to marry this woman and there's no avera involved in the nisuin, then the vlad, the child, will follow the father. As the pasuk says, "Bamibar Aleph, Limishbuchosam, Levesavosam." So the Ezo, what's an example of where there is kiddushin? Kiddushin does take effect with this woman, and there's no aver involved. It's the regular marriage. Zo Kohenes, Leviyo, Yisraelis, Shenisu Lukoenu Lulevi Luyisrael. So there's therefore it's for example, if Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen, so the Vlad is going to be a Kohen, as it says, the Vlad is Olech Achar Hazachar, because this is a case where there is kiddushin in this union, and there's no aver involved, and the child will be a Levi. If the father's a Levi, and of course Yisrael, the father's a Yisrael. V'chol makom sheyesh kiddushin v'yesh avera. Let's say it's a case where kiddushin does take effect, but nonetheless there's an aver involved. Then havlad holeach achar hapagum. Then we say that the vlad, the child, will have the lineage, will be the defect, literally, the flaw in both of them. Ve'ezo. So what's an example of this? Zo almana le kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza le kohen yav. This is where an almana marries a kohen gadol, and a grusha, divorced woman, or a chalutza marries a kohen hedyot. And what's the status of the child then? The vlad is a chalal. And is pasul l'kuna. It says v'lo yachel l'zaro. So that is the pagam, and that is the pagam. That's the defect that's involved when there is such a union of vlad. From where a case there is kiddushin, but there's an avera involved. That's the halacha, is that the child is going to be a cholo. Mamzeres unusin liYisrael, bas Yisrael lemamzer ulanasin. So that's another example where a mamzeres marries Yisrael, and unusin those who descend from the gavonim marries Yisrael, or bas Israel marries them where the male is a mamzer or a nasin. So here, what happens? The child follows the pagam, which means no matter whether the mother or the father has the pagam, the child is going to be either that mamzer or that nasin. So what does it say when it comes to mamzer? Lo yavo mamzer bekal Hashem, gam dor asiri lo yavo lo. And a nasin is derived from mamzer as well. So all of these cases you have, there's an avera in the nisuin, because it's a chayve lavin, it's a negative commandment from the Torah that's being violated. But there is kiddushin, because kiddushin does take effect according to the halacha, and according to this Tana, obviously against the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. But according to this Tana, kiddushin does take effect with chayve lavin. They are a grusha, a kohen, who gives a grusha a ring in front of two edim, they are halachically married. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that the child is going to have the flaw in both, so to speak. So in this case, is whether the mamzeres, whether the woman's the mamzeres, or the man is the mamzer, the woman is the nesina, the man is the nasin, the child is going to have that flaw, that pagam. Then the Mishnah says, v'chol mi she'ein lo alav kiddushin, aval yesh lo al acherim kiddushin. What about in a case where these two people, this union of this man and this woman, the kiddushin are not tofes at all, but they can't be tofes with someone else, which means she is puzzled to him only because she's not inherently puzzled, just she's a puzzled to him, to the mekadesh, to the man, because they are relatives. So, but other people can be mekadesh them. So let's say a person's sister, let's say. So then, havlad mamzer. The child's going to be a mamzer. Ezeh. So what is this? Zehab. So this is a case where yesh ain la a love kiddushin, but yesh al acherim kiddushin. So this is not a case where this is not a case where this person is usher to everybody, but they're usher to this man, or the Mekadesh himself. So we have the list of Arayos. Midah is excluded from that, but the Arayos we have in Parshas Acharimos, Vayikra, Perek, Yudches, and we discuss in Maseches Yevamos on Daf Memtes. This is derived from the Pasuk, Gedvarim Chav Gimel, Lo Yikach Ish Es Eshes Aviv. And the Gemara assumes that when it says a man should not take his father's wife, we're speaking about the Shomeris Yavam of his father. Not his father's wife, but the woman who's waiting to perform Yibum with this person's father. See, and that the, and who is that woman? Well, if it's a Shomeris Yavam of his father, then that is the wife, obviously, of his uncle. The wife of his father's brother is the Shomeris Yavam, and that is the Chiyuv Kares. And right next to that, it says in Devarim, that's Devarim Chav Gimel Pasuk Aleph. In Devarim Chav Gimel Pasuk Gimel, it says Lo Yavo Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. So that juxtaposition teaches us that anyone who has bia with one of the Chayvei Krisos, the Vlad is going to be Mamzer. So it speaks about a Mamzer, Loiver a Mamzer, and right before that it spoke about one of the Arayos, which was speaking about the Shomeris Yomav of his father, who is his uncle's who is his uncle's wife, who is also to him. So that's just the prototype for all of them. That's the model. And anytime we have a case of Arayos, the child's going to be a Mamzer. And we already explained that Kiddushin are not tofes by Chayvei Krisos. Why not? That's based on the pasuk. We said this already. When it comes to a person's, a person's wife's sister, so lo sikach teaches us that lo yehei ba likuchin, that there, when it's arayos that are involved, so there's no likuchin lo tikach, kedushin are not tofes at all. And then the Mishnah says, what about v'chomi she'ein la lo alav v'lo al acherim kedushin? A case where kedushin are not tofes at all, which means it's not arayos, because a woman who's an ever can marry another man, just not this man, because they're relatives. But let's say where there's no kedushin, this is a woman who has no kedushin with any Jewish man. Havlad, and that we're speaking about a shifcha, obviously. Havlad kimosa, then the child is going to be like her, like the mother, and take on the status of being an eved, the eved kanani, or a shifcha kanani, if it's a female. Veizo, what kind of woman has no kiddushin at all on with anyone? Zevlad shifcha. This would be the vlad of a shifcha kananis, and that child was going to be an eved, based on the pasuk Yishav Yilodeha Tihiyeh Ladoneha. So that's the pasuk that the child is going to be like the mother. Even the child who's going to be Ladoneha is going to be to the master. So that's the Shifcha Kananis, and therefore the child also is going to be an Eved. So that is where Ein, Kol Mi She'ein Lo Allah V'lo Al Achreim Kedushin. And another example of this is Venachus, is a the child of a non-Jew, a non-Jewish woman. That child is going to be a goy as well. How do I know that? So that's a little bit complicated. The pasuk in Devarim Zayin says like this: Ki yasir es bin chamei acharit. Speaking about in the Chumash, where we're afraid you come to Eretz Canaan and you're going to be assimilate with the non-Jews, and you know what's going to happen? Ki yasir es bin chamei acharit. He is going to lead your son astray. What does that mean? If you give your daughter to the son of an Achri, of a non-Jew, you know what he's going to do? He's going to lead your son that's going to be born from that marriage, which is going to be your grandson, from your daughter, Me'acharai. So what does that mean? Once again, Ki Asiris Min Chamecharai means we're afraid that if you have a Jewish man whose daughter is Jewish, and now he gives that Jewish daughter to a non-Jew, and they have a child, so that's the child that the father, not the non-Jewish father of that child, which is the son-in-law, so to speak, of this Jewish father, that non-Jew is going to lead the child, the grandchild, astray, that's born from this Jewish man's daughter. And therefore, what do we learn from there? Bincha habam Yisraelis kari bincha. Only your son that comes from a Yisraelis is called your son. Notice the pasuk. Hi asir es bincha me'acharai. What's the scenario? A Jewish man has a daughter, his daughter's Jewish, and marries her off to a non-Jew. So that child that they have is going to be called bincha, is going to be your son, is going to be called Jewish. We're afraid that Jewish child or your grandchild is going to be led astray. But notice, it's only where it's your daughter, a Jewish woman who's marrying a non-Jewish man, that we call the child bincha. That's only bincha habam Yisraelis kori bincha. But the ain bincha habam in anachlis koya bincha elabana. But had that child been the other way, where you're giving your Jewish son to a non-Jewish woman, that wouldn't be called bincha, because that would be called binah. That would be called her son. So what do you see? You see from there that the child, when we speak about lineage, so the lineage follows, is going to follow the mother. And that's why the child will be bincha only if the mother is a Yisraelis. In fact, if you look there in the Chumash, the Pasuk says, and bitolo sikach levnecha, and don't for your sons, don't take a non-Jewish woman. There it doesn't say, ki tasir es bincha me'acharai. It doesn't say that phrase. Must be, because in a case where you gave your son to a non-Jewish woman, that child is not going to be bincha anymore. Now, how do we know the Kiddushin aren't tofsin when it comes to these? Shivcha Kananis, for example, because it says, shivu lachem poem achamor, and that was Yishmael and Eliezer, and we learn from there, Am Hadomala Chamor, and Anachris, a non-Jewish woman, based on the Pasuk in Devarim Zayin of Losis Chatein, Bam and Avla permitted to marry non-Jews, and Losis Chatein means Lo Tehe Lecha Ba Toras Chitun, means there's no concept of marriage when it comes to them. Even though this Pasuk is speaking about the Sheva Umos, it applies even to all non-Jews, even from other nations, and that's derived from Parshas and Fas Torah. There in Devarim Chafal, if it says Va'acharechein Tavo Eleho Va'al Tavo Yisrael Yeshua comes to the Yeshua Sivas Torah. After that, after the 30 days, she lets her hair grow, all of the cuts, all the things she did with her hair, lets her nails grow, shaves her head. After that, then you can have beer with her. What does that imply? Up until that point, there was no Kiddushin with her. And when it comes to Valda Kimosa, how do I know that the child, that this was all Sheva Ha'umos was speaking about, that it'll say the non-Jewish child is going to be follow the mother and be non-Jewish. That's Sefer Shmos. How do I apply to all non-Jews? Because it says, Kisiena Leish Shenoshim, and V'yol Dulo, and this is also in the same parasha of Eishes, next to Eishes of Astoar, and we say Kisiena, Kisiena Leish. When Kisiena, there is Kiddushin. Siena, language of Havaya, is Kiddushin. So when Kiddushin Atovsin, then we say V'yol Dulo, Kisiena Leish. When there's a marriage, then the yodulo. Then we assume that the children follow the father. But if it's not kisiena, so then it's not the yodulo. So then they're not considered his children, Jewish children at all. Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Gimel. We spoke about the fact that a Vlad of a Mamzer is a Mamzer, and where the union as well is between an Isser Kares, the child's a Mamzer, and a Mamzer can come Bekal Hashem. Rabbi Tarfon is of the opinion that there's a way to fix the Mamzer in order somehow to purify the children and fix the lineage. How do we do that? Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Yecholin Mamzerim Litaher. There's a way to somehow purify and remove that that flaw of the lineage of the Mamzer so that the future generations will not be a Mamzer. How so? Keitzad, Mamzer shenasa shivcha havlad evid. So Mamzer now marries a shivcha. So we know you follow the woman. So the woman is a shivcha. So what's the child? The boy is an evid. Shichraro, if now that evid Kanani is set free by the master, Nimza haben ben chorin. So now he is free as the Yisrael Gomor. Now, in fact, the Gemara in Kiddushin of Samach Tesman Aleph says, according to Rabbi Tarfon, this is even lechatchila allowed for a mamzer to acquire for himself a shivcha kananis and marry her for this purpose, because a mamzer is allowed to live with a shivcha. And since the vlad is now an eved, and you free the vlad, now you free that eved, and eved kanani freed is a ben chorin, is a Jew, and therefore that Jew can marry can marry other Jews. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, and therefore you got rid of the mamzeris. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no, raise the Evan Mamzer. No, you can't remove the Mamzeris. This child just becomes an Evan Mamzer. The Mamzer is Kimosa, so it's an Evan, but he's also a Mamzer, because the psul of Mamzeris cannot be uprooted at all. Halacha happens to follow Rabbi Tarfon, but an Evan Knani that marries the Mamzeris, Rabbi Tarfon agrees there that the Vlad is a Mamzer. That's the Evid Kanani marrying a Mamzeris. Not that a Mamzer marrying a Shivcha, but the other way. An Evid Kanani marrying a Mamzeris, even Rabbi Tarfon says the Vlad is a Mamzer. Why? Because the child doesn't follow the father, the Evid, but rather follows the mother, and the mother happens to be a Mamzeris.